USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy keeps adding jobs, just not as many, as the pace appears to have slowed down last month. The Labor Department's jobs report for July says 157,000 jobs were created, fewer than the 190,000 analysts had predicted, and well short of the 248,000 jobs created in June. Still, July is the 94th consecutive month the economy's added jobs. President Trump was touting the U.S. economy and jobs at a rally in Pennsylvania last night.
Our economy is soaring, our jobs are booming, factories are pouring back into our country. They're coming from all over the world.
Evacuations ordered in Lynchburg, Virginia, where a dam's in danger of failing, and officials say it would leave Lynchburg under 7 feet of water in a matter of minutes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. You know, it's tough to do the things you need to do when you're not getting quality sleep. I don't know, because I've been settling for the sleep my old pillow was giving me, but not anymore. With my pillow, I get that deep feeling refreshed the next morning sleep I need and deserve. Look, I can't do the things I need to do without the kind of restorative sleep my pillow gives me night after night. And now for the summer, my pillow's brought back their best offer ever. Buy one my pillow and get one absolutely free. Just go to mypillow.com and make sure to use my promo code USA. That's promo code USA. If you want that quality sleep that makes you feel like a new person the next morning, take advantage of this offer now. Get one for yourself and one for your wife, your husband, your neighbor, the mailman, whoever. My Pillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of My Pillow's very best offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and use my promo code USA. Be sure to use that promo code USA to get the Buy One, Get One offer. That's MyPillow.com.
Hoping to win the seat this November that's been held by Senator Bob Corker, who's retiring at the end of the year, Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn easily secured the Republican Senate nomination in a Thursday primary. She'll now go up against Democratic nominee and former Governor Phil Bredesen. If Blackburn wins, she'll be the first woman to represent the volunteer state in the U.S. Senate. Republican Corker announcing he's not seeking re-election, and since then, he's been a frequent critic of President Trump. President Trump at a rally in Pennsylvania late yesterday says Russian meddling in the election talk is a hoax. However, back at the White House, top intelligence officials said otherwise. Here's the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, at that briefing.
We continue to see a pervasive messaging campaign by Russia to try to weaken and divide the United States.
The FBI and DHS chiefs concurred with Coates, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
DNA testing's begun on 55 sets of remains of service members returned by North Korea earlier this week. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Kelly McKeague, director of the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency, said over the years they've been able to collect a large database of DNA samples from the Korean War.
We have on file 92%. Of the losses have a family reference sample on file.
Of the 55 boxes of remains of the service members, the majority were from the fall of 1950. McKeague said those who were sent in harm's way will not be forgotten.
A federal judge in San Diego holding a hearing today to decide who should find the migrant parents who were deported after being separated from their kids at the border. It's the latest step in trying to reunify migrant parents and children. The Justice Department said yesterday the ACLU should use its, quote, considerable resources to make contact with deported parents. But the ACLU says the Trump administration is just trying to evade responsibility for the problem. It's the fourth day in the trial of President Trump's former campaign chairman, as yesterday financial professionals who dealt with Paul Manafort shared details about his alleged financial crimes. Manafort's longtime bookkeeper, Heather Washkun, testifying against him, says when Manafort ran out of money, he and his right-hand man lied to get loans. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.